Welcome to Tip to Be Finance, where we're joined by Clem Chambers, who's founder and CEO at ADBFN.com. How are you today, Clem?
Very good, thank you.
Are we still onwards and upwards, Clem?
Well, I was just drawing all those charts just now. That's what the chart says, you know, and I'm sort of caught between rock and a hard place on it because, you know, it feels relatively bearish to me, if not very bearish. But I guess they're all waiting on Trumpenstein to make his big tax break speeches, etc. So there's good reason for us to be hanging in midair like this.
But is it the case, I mean, unless he does just nothing, I mean, this is a massive bazooka. I mean, it's almost impossible for his initiative to fail.
Well, I mean, I think it's quite easy for it to fail. He can be stopped by his political opponents. He can be stopped by his political allies. You know, it can be not a good plan. It can be factored already into the price. You know, the reasons why the market doesn't go up are many, but, you know, it's a market. When you look at the chart, it's just onwards and upwards. And I think if anything's driving it, it's the fear of rising bond yields, making people get out of bonds and go somewhere where they can put their money where they're not almost guaranteed for a loss of capital. But, you know, the mysterious levitation brought on by Mr. Trump, I think, has got a lot of people foxed. I just think it's the galvanization effect of having a very big id in the White House rather than a sort of clamped down, suffocating superego Obama type person, or the sort of suffocation that we get in Europe and in Britain where government just, you know, suffocates the will to live out of everybody by regulating everything and making everything so expected and lacking in any sort of volatility.
So we've got a centrist dictatorship going on here. But I want to talk about that because, I mean, it's the news today is that the merger between the LSE and Deutsche Börse was probably not going to go ahead because of the interference of the politicians. You know, how is this going to pan out? Because we're just having deals scuppered left, right, and centre, aren't we?
Well, for me, that's kind of quite good because, for my position, I don't really want one of my major suppliers to be changing hands. But you know, I'm just kicking myself. I haven't shorted that. I haven't actually looked at what's that done to the price today. But yeah, I mean, you could say it's politically scuppered. It probably is. I mean, I think the Unilever deal was politically scuppered as well. Yes, but I think we're also in merger mania territory very soon. So I think we'll have plenty of opportunity to make money.
So you think that the floodgates are still going to be open? In fact, the longer they take to open, the greater the M&A activity could be.
Well, I think they've kind of opened. I think they are opening at the very least. And, you know, just because a certain kind of company can't buy another certain kind of company won't stop M&A. You know, M&A is driven by the city with a desire to make money and the will and the way to do it. So they just won't, you know, won't be American companies trying to buy big European companies, etc. There won't be Brexit companies and being bought by European companies. There'll be all that nonsense, in a sense, nonsense. But you know, you can understand it. I mean, Kraft made such a botch of the Cadbury purchase, or rather, yeah, fine, and then basically exported the IP and the business abroad and gutted the UK of it. You can see why the politicians might say no to them when they come back and try to do the same thing with Unilever.
Yeah, but this is ridiculous. I mean, somebody pays billions to take over a company. They can do whatever they like with it, can't they?
Well, it gets to be a kind of neo-colonialism if you do that, really. You end up with a country which is stripped of all its producing assets and merely turned into a cargo cult, importing all its goods. If you look at the UK, really its major systemic problem, and to a lesser extent America, is its trade deficit. I mean, that trade deficit is caused by the export of the wealth of the nation. And you can't go on doing it forever and remain rich. And of course, we've done it for almost forever and we're not rich anymore. That is where our wealth leaks through. And making it okay for people to come in and just tear out valuable infrastructure, effectively cannibalize your infrastructure. I think for a small sub scale country, which the UK is, you know, you're asking for trouble. I mean, remember, the UK is only 1% of the world population these days. With a trade deficit, you're just going to dwindle into nothing unless you kind of try to stem that.
Speaking of small countries, more rumours that, that there could be a second Scottish referendum. Is that, do you think that's serious? Do you think that has any implications?
Every time I suggest that to people in the know, they kind of want to slap me and say, what a load of rubbish, and the British government has to okay it and has to sign off on a second referendum, and they simply won't sign off on one. So, I mean, to me, it's pretty obvious, but it is the case that the British government needs to sign off on another referendum. And if the Scots say, well, have another referendum, please, and Parliament says, no, you won't, they won't. And that's as simple as that. So the UK Parliament has the whip hand on that. And if Theresa May says, no, sorry, you're not having one, don't care, really don't care, you're not having one, they won't have one. That's just a matter of law. So they can talk about it, they can shout about it, they can dance up and down about it. And obviously they won't ask for it until after Article 50 is pulled on them. But if the British government says, tough luck, sonnies, you're not having one, go away, come back in 50 years, that's how it has to be. And, you know, that's the way that the British law system of this that particular referendum works. So I think that Theresa May and her cohort would just say, nope, go away, bugger off. Or rather, don't bugger off.
Right. Well, on that note, Clem Chambers, founder and CEO at ADVFN, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thanks, Zach.
Thanks.